Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And away we go. It's a getaway Friday, February the 4th, 2022, 12 minutes past the hour. 12 degrees here in Marion. Scott Spears along with Angie Evers. Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, broadcasting from an undisclosed location, like Wolfman Jack. Phone lines are open. Different phone number tonight, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Hit us up on the toll-free line. We'd love to talk to you.
Hey, can I ask you something?
Go right ahead.
I don't know about you.
You don't know about me?
Yeah.
Well, go right ahead.
I have a question. You know, on your Facebook thing, it says you worked at owner of JMJ Discount Food & More, LLC. What is that?
I have no idea where that came from. You know, many people have asked me that. I don't know what it is. I don't know. I don't even know what that is.
Why is it on there?
I don't change anything on my Facebook. The picture's the same.
Well, I know. That picture was from like 20 years ago.
When I was one?
I don't think you were one.
Well, that's what I think I was 20 years ago.
We are the same age.
Well, I'd have to see the paperwork on that. I don't know if there is paperwork that...
I'm just slightly older than you.
Slightly.
By a month.
All right. So you say.
Well, you know, all you have to do is go in there and hit edit details and you can take it off.
That seems like a lot of work.
I don't think so.
I'm just on Facebook to be social with people.
Well, I guess people will be social with you asking you about that.
You know, interestingly enough, I went through, being at home, I can do this. I went through my, archive pile during the break. And I found some scripts that Rod Serling wrote for WMRN back in 1948 for Sutton and Leitner. But I don't want to read these scripts because there are certain people in the audience...
People will tune out.
...who don't like when I do that, and they get all upset. Now, I could have read... Now, I'm just telling you, listeners, Rod Serling, Mr. Twilight Zone, I could have read you an actual script that he wrote and was on the air with from the old Sutton and Leitner store here in Marion, but I'm not going to do it. Because last time I did that, people got all upset and tuned us out. It was a horrible thing. So I'm not going to do it. I just want to let you know I do have the paperwork. 740-751-4038. That's the telephone line.
Well.
I put it away. I don't even want to bother people with that.
No.
To me, it's just history.
Right, and some people are more interested in history than others. I mean, I'm not a big history buff at all.
I like Marion history because I think we should know more about our community. There are things that have been forgotten. There's more to Marion than just President Harding and that's about where it stops and starts, and popcorn. There's more to Marion than President Harding and popcorn.
I guess... I mean, I don't know, but a lot of it, I guess, just isn't interesting to people. So
I think it's
hard to keep people interested in the history because it's only, I guess, interesting to certain people.
You know, I have all the ingredients to make my famous baklava sundaes. Maybe I'll do that tomorrow.
Yeah, you could do that tomorrow.
I could make the famous baklava sundaes. I finally have all the ingredients. I have the ice cream. I have the walnuts. I have the phyllo dough.
And we did check the expiration dates on everything, so we're good.
I have butter, and I have honey, so I'm good to go.
Just as long as you use the new bottle of honey.
Well, honey never expires.
Well, I think it expires in my book.
No, honey really is... Honey is the one food that never expires. That's a trivia question. You can lay on anybody. Well, honey, you could put honey in your body from 1937.
I'm still not doing it.
And it would be okay.
Nope. That honey has an expiration date on it, so I'm going to go with that expiration date on that store-bought honey.
Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. If you have anything you'd like to say, that's the alternative number. I know a lot of people have the station phone number programmed into their phone, so now they'll have to put WWGH number 2.
Yep.
740-751-4038. Give us a buzz. I really don't like that Mayor... I mean, we've got to recognize President Harding, of course, and of course we've got to recognize popcorn, but that's all people really know. Even the...
But why is popcorn famous in Marion?
Because we named a festival after it, and we had Wyandotte, and a lot of people work there, and we started calling ourselves the popcorn capital of the world, so it just all got intertwined, but to me, that's not very significant.
I mean, I think that all the popcorn, machines and whatnot at Heritage Hall, those are neat. At the Popcorn Museum.
Old stuff is nice, but...
I wish I had one. I'd go around and sell popcorn.
You could just take it, couldn't you?
Do you think I could wheel it out and nobody know?
I thought George Brown donated all those.
Oh, I don't know. I'd like to have one.
I don't know
if... I'd sell popcorn on the square.
I don't
and
know.
Peanuts. Popcorn and peanuts.
I don't think we have a square.
We could make one. Caledonia has a square, but I don't know who'd come out to get that. Oh, you know, Caledonia is going to have food trucks come out on Mondays.
You know, I heard about that, but aren't there only like 30 people in the village?
Well, let's hope other people come out.
I think that's what you have to bank on.
I mean, because nothing's open. You know, the restaurants that we have in Caledonia, I guess, aren't open on Mondays. So, I don't know about Bowstrings.
I don't know about that place. I've never been in there.
Well, they have really good food.
Never been to that joint. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, you're not as loud on the radio as you were before you went on the break.
We're not as loud now?
No.
Well, I'll have to look into that.
Okay, bye.
Thank you, bye-bye. All right, well, is our loudness still the same?
Well, you are probably still loud. Maybe I'm...
Maybe my voice calmed down. Give us a buzz. How do we sound? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Do we still sound okay?
We're sharing a microphone.
It's an omnidirectional microphone, though.
So I'm trying to sit close to it.
We might have backed up from the microphone.
Could be.
Hopefully we're still coming in loud and clear out there. That's the fastest way to lose an audience. To not sound good coming over the radio wave.
Right. I have a hard time listening, say, if something's like pre-programmed or something, or somebody recorded something somewhere else and it sounds like echoey. I have a hard time listening.
All right, give us a buzz. Let us know, do we sound okay? Are you still out there listening? 740-751-4038. That is the alternate number here at WWGH. So what else is going on in the world at this point?
Well, it's February. February?
Well, it's supposed to be February. This is one of those words again that I think people mispronounce.
What do I say? February.
February. I mean, most people, I think, do say February, but it really is February. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, you're still loud and clear on travel.
Well, that's good to hear. Thank you. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I gotta tell you, Scott, you're not coming in too good on my radio. It fades in and out, and it's all staticky.
Really? So
back in the studio. Yeah, of course. You're on one side of the town, and I'm clear on the other. That tower on top of the Marion Towers just didn't cut it, apparently.
Well, it could be because the atmosphere might have changed because of the temperature and the weather we've had.
No, I can't blame it on that, because I usually pick up better radio stations at night than I do during the day.
So you're having an issue out there in that neck of the woods right now.
Yes, sir, I am.
Huh.
Out here in Big Island, it is not coming in very well.
Now, when did this start?
it's been going on since, well, pretty much all day, really. I couldn't even hear the rerun of the, you know, the replay of the Charlie show at 7 o'clock. I couldn't even hear that. I gave up on it. I turned it.
Now, this morning, how was it?
This morning, it was pretty good. I was listening to it this morning until I had to go out and shovel my driveway.
Huh. Well, that's interesting because, as far as I know, people... Well, we'll see if any listeners out there are picking up any problems.
Well, I don't know how many listeners you have that are as far out as I am. But...
Yeah, well, let's see if we have any issues with that. Call back. 740-751-4038. You know, it could be an atmospheric problem because the temperature has changed a lot today from yesterday.
Well, sometimes I have problems in Caledonia.
Were you having any problems today?
I don't think I paid attention.
Didn't even have the radio on. What a thing. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, it's me again. We live out by Whirlpool, and you are fine. There's no problem whatsoever.
Oh, good. Good. I'm glad to hear it. Thank you.
And another thing, Mary is closed on Wednesdays and Sundays.
So she is open on... I thought we went over there on a Saturday.
Yes, she's open on Saturday.
Now, do you remember her hours? Is it like 9 to 5?
I imagine. I generally go over about 10 o'clock and there's hardly anyone there.
She's a good lady. I liked her.
Yes, she is. That's where I buy my chocolate for that white chocolate party mix.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that... I tell you.
Yeah.
Now, what is your favorite thing to make?
Everything.
What would you say is your specialty?
Oh dear, I don't know. I've got one dish I'm going to try on you guys. It's called Chicken Noodle Supreme. I invented it.
Oh.
And my granddaughter lives in Cincinnati, and she called today, and I was telling her about you wanting that lemon pie yesterday, and she said, "Grandma, you got to do the Chicken Noodle Supreme on him." I said, okay, I'll get it done.
Well, that sounds good. I thank her for me.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Phyllis. Bye-bye.
Alrighty, bye-bye.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's going to be a lot of good food coming my way.
Yeah.
You know, I love a good cook. There's nothing I like better than somebody who really knows how to cook.
I would stay home and cook all day if I could.
I really don't eat a lot of fast food. It's strange because I talk about it a lot because I go through and get my drinks, but that's really all I get. Is the drinks in the morning. I don't eat lunch at fast food places. I don't, unless I'm with you, I usually don't go to dinner at a fast food place. I really don't eat a lot of fast food, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm sure I eat too much.
I eat a lot of salads, and I'm starting to get burnt out on them.
Yeah, I get burnt out on food really fast. I bought some oatmeal to be healthy, and I ate it for like a week, and now I'm like...
Done with the oatmeal.
Done with the oatmeal.
Hey, go ahead, caller.
Oh, Scott.
Hey, how you doing? Did that driveway get unplowed?
Oh, I finally had to work on it myself.
Oh, you didn't have any issues like me where you were wore out, did you?
Yeah, you better believe it. I come in here sacked out.
I can believe it. It's a little rough.
Yeah, I wanted to let you know you're sounding good over, because I'm about pretty well behind WMRN, and you're sounding good over here. And Angie sounds like you turned the volume button up on her, so I can really hear her good if you guys are coming and being clear.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Thank goodness. I'm glad that this is working. Because, you know, if you can broadcast from home, that could solve a lot of problems in pinches.
Well, especially in the weather stuff, you know, if you have it like this, you got another setup that works out pretty good for you.
It really, really does. Now, have you been back over to Chicken Shack recently?
No, I haven't.
I
haven't been out for a week.
I haven't even made it over there yet. I'm going to have to get over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear you got shoveled out. Did you go out and about any when you got shoveled out?
You know, I had all my other friends and stuff running, you know, and I couldn't believe how they got back out there and got around. Of course, like I said, when the plows went through, the cars started going through. Because the first thing, when you're under that level 3, we had a, look like from Kroger's across the street here, they had a pickup that come in and delivered groceries and everything to them.
Is that right?
Under level 3 about 9 o'clock, something like that, when they was over there.
Hey, that's pretty good. Well, you know, it's interesting because this was a pretty severe storm. I think the total that the television people were giving was 8.5, so you were pretty accurate earlier on with the rating. But compared to Columbus, I think they gave them 4 inches. So we had more than double what Columbus had. So it does matter where you are in the state.
Yeah, I think they had a lot of cut down too, because they had a lot more moisture, I think, than we did.
Well, you know, with this storm, what was interesting was the drifting. I really think had we not had the drifts, it would not have been as treacherous trying to get out. I mean, 8 inches is a lot of snow, but if it would have been a flat 8, I think we would have been okay.
But you see, like I'm telling you about my house here, I couldn't believe it. I looked on the north side of the house, and I had them big drifts over there. But then between the house, I told, I think it'd probably be better to get a reading over there. And I looked at that, and I said, that's out. I mean, they would clear up my vinyl fence and everything, the privacy fence. That's probably 5 foot drifts out there.
I know. Well, that's the way it was in front of my garage. I don't think it was 5 foot, but I would say 2 or 3, and at the end of the driveway, maybe it was 4 inches. But boy, up by the garage door, it was a mess.
Yeah.
Hey, well, good to hear from you. Glad you're out there.
Yeah, well, I was going to let you know. I said, you know, when she called in and said you didn't sound the same, I told my wife, she said, man, they're booming like that. I said, just like Angie, she turned her volume up. So she really sounds good.
Well, I'm glad we're sounding. You know, I think sometimes it's just coming out of breaks, people hear different things, and I don't know what's going on out in Big Island. Hopefully that problem resolves itself.
Yeah, well, you know, I got my radio is about 58 years old. I got an old Channel Master transistor I listen to here on my couch. And, I mean, you guys are booming on it.
Well, I tell you, the older the radio, the better the tuner. I love those old radios.
Yeah.
Hey,
I'll let you get back. Somebody else might want to get in there.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Hey, you guys have a good night now.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, you know, sometimes it's just depends on where you are and depends on what's going on.
Right.
We have an omnidirectional antenna on the roof of the tower.
Just like the microphone.
Yeah, this is an omnidirectional microphone. Now, the microphone in the studios are not omnidirectional.
Maybe we need new microphones. Maybe we need microphones like this one.
Well, this was old. This is what they did in the old days. You had to sit close. They would just have one microphone on the table, and when you would do an interview or something, you both use the same microphone.
Oh, I guess that's not really good in the COVID era.
No, COVID changed that all. Remember, phone lines are open 29 minutes past the hour here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz if you have anything going on tonight or want to say hello. Tell us how the reception is where you are, how's the weather where you are, or anything else on your mind. But I do love that old home cooking. Nothing like the old home cooking. People don't do that anymore. Like, when you move into the neighborhood, the neighbors used to bring stuff over.
I think it's a time issue because, you know, most people work.
Well, I think they used to work.
Well, I mean, a lot of times the husband will work, the wife would stay home and cook.
Well, I don't know.
So, I mean, if I stayed home, I would bake my neighbor's stuff all the time.
Well, it used to be like when somebody would move into the neighborhood, you would take them over something.
Yeah, people don't do that.
No, people don't do that anymore, and I think that's a forgotten thing. And that's a big shame.
Yeah. One time when I lived in town, I lived in town for about 12 years, and there was a person that lived across the street, and I never really talked to him before. And I knew he had, like, a wife and a daughter, and, you know, it was just always those things, you know, you just wave. But I never knew his name, never talked to him, and I can't remember how we talked one day. One day we finally talked, and I felt bad because this whole time I had lived in town, when he lived across from me, I never knew his family. And here, I mean, it was a younger couple. I mean, they were probably a little older than me, but here his wife had died, and I had no idea, and I felt bad because, you know, I felt like I should have, like, taken something to him or something, you know.
Now, why do people bring food when somebody dies?
I don't know, but it's nice.
Is it?
Well, yeah.
I mean, I think people's heart is in the right place, but I don't get an appetite when somebody, you know, drops.
Well, maybe. You know, I think it helps when people make stuff. That way you don't have to make anything because you're not going to want to have, you don't have time and you don't really feel like making anything. We had one family, well, I think just one family had made something for us when my dad died, and they had brought over a huge, huge meal for us, and that was very nice and thoughtful.
So you're saying that I should have brought a dish of food over?
Well, yeah.
Well, I didn't realize this. I didn't know that was what you did.
Shame on you. No, I'm just kidding.
No, well, I'm...
You came over to see Dad, so it was fine.
Well, I did, but I...
I don't expect... You wouldn't expect that from everybody.
Well, see, but no. Isn't that... See,
now, but I mean, it's a nice gesture.
To me, that's... Here's the problem. I think you got to go see the person, not take over food after they've departed.
No, I think you just... do that for the family. I don't know. I don't know why people do it.
Well, I guess it's nice. I don't know. I don't... See, I would feel weird showing up with food. I mean, what do you say? Condolences, here's some fried chicken.
Yes.
I don't know. I was invited over for a rib thing at one of my neighbors once. Barbecue ribs.
Yeah?
That's something I like that I don't have very often. Barbecue ribs. Pork chops, too.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we can go to New Regal and get some ribs.
Phone lines are open here, 33 minutes past the hour, 12 degrees here in Marion. 740-751-4038. Anything on your mind tonight? 740-751-4038. Love to hear from you.
Well, the man that he snowplowed me out, well, he did the snowblower, and... I made some food to take over, and he didn't answer his door.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
You said that nobody come and cleaned out your driveway, and they cleaned out everybody else's. Well, you got to be friends with them before you need them.
Well, I think I'm a friendly enough guy, don't you?
Do you ever take them any, like if you bake something, do you ever take them anything?
Well, I haven't heard that any of their relatives have passed away yet, or I would have taken...
No, you don't have to do that. even, or just if you barbecue, say, hey, I got the fire going, you want to come over?
Well, I don't know. Do you go, like, just knock on the door and say, here's some food?
Yeah. Would you care if somebody done that to you?
Well, it would depend. I mean, I would take it, because... You know what? I was thinking about this the other day. You brought up an interesting point. You know, one of the things I do not like is when you give somebody a gift, which sometimes can be food. Now, let's say that person does not like that food, but the person giving it to them doesn't know that. And that person, oh, no, 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 no. They don't tell them they don't like it, but they'll refuse it. Really, the reason being that they don't like the food. Why don't you just take the food, give it to somebody else, throw it away even if you have to, but don't not take the food because the person's trying to be nice.
Yeah. Well, you know, I grew up in the day that if you had a family or a neighbor, just a neighbor passed away, you always took something, always. And to this day, I still do. And I've never had any, they might throw it away after I leave. But you go to extra effort, and everybody appreciates this. Oh, nobody ever does that anymore. Just like nobody ever goes around and collects money for flowers.
You know, that used to be a big thing. Now that, you know, I wonder, I always think about stuff like, now, why do we send flowers to a funeral? I mean, it's what we do, but really, what is the practicality of flowers at a funeral?
Why do you question everything?
Well, I think I was born that way. I don't know. I always think about that because anytime somebody in my family has died, you know, what normally happens is if a lot of flowers are sent, it's like an inconvenience in a way. I mean, it's a nice inconvenience to have, but you're, okay, you take this flower, you take this flower, you take this one. You know, you're trying to get rid of them, and sometimes you got to gather them up and carry them out to the cemetery. And it's like a thing. And a lot of times you have to go and look at the card and say, oh, well, you know, Aunt Mary's brother sent this, so we want to make sure Aunt Mary gets this flower. It's complicated.
Well, one thing that nobody does anymore is send thank you notes. You know, if you go to an extra effort, I can see not sending thank you notes just because you went to the funeral home. But or even baby showers. Nobody, wedding gifts, nobody sends thank you notes. And I says, well, you know, if they just went and grabbed your card at Kroger's, I can understand that. But if you went to the effort of buying a gift, wrapping it, buying a card, it looked to me like that they could have. But it's just, I've decided, you know, we do these save the date thing now, which we never did. But I guess they say that they do save the date, but they forgot to put that thank you card in there, so they knew that they're supposed to do that too.
Well,
yeah, I do. I still go, and people really appreciate it, what you take. But I think it's just a normal thing for me. That's just what you did. You know,
yeah,
it passes away. Why? And because nobody does it anymore, they're even more appreciative of it.
Well, my big thing about my big annoyance with funerals and kind of weddings at this particular point is when people come not dressed up. And I don't understand that, because I think that's more about them. They just don't want to dress up. And I think that people should dress up, because you're doing that for the family, and you're show people. I mean, it used to be, I hate to bring this subject up, but it used to be that when they would bury somebody, they'd bury them in a suit. And all of a sudden, I'm starting to see people buried in whatever. And I, you know, I don't know what that says about society, why that's changed, but that's different to me. I want to see the person in a suit as they go out, you know?
Unless they haven't ever worn one, but the whole country is just so casual. I mean, I would have never, ever gone to the funeral home in shorts. Never, ever. Well, Mom would have never permitted it to start with. But you just didn't do it. There was no written reason. You just didn't do it. And now it's everybody, of course, you go to the store, what kind of dress clothes can you even find to wear to the funeral? But, But as far as the funeral food, I still do it, and because nobody cooks, they grab something from Kroger's Deli and so on. But, you know, it's just different. It's just a nice thing to do, and, you know, something. How many Christmas gifts do you buy that you're not sure if anybody likes it? So, it's about the same difference.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much. Well, hey, thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All right, again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. You know, next time somebody dies, I'm going to go over to the Colonel's, and I'm going to get a bucket of chicken and some mashed potatoes and gravy and some biscuits and just drop that off.
Well, I'm sure the family would appreciate that.
Don't they call that comfort food?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah, that is nice.
You know, my great-grandmother, she lived to a pretty ripe old age, and her family had family reunions, and she loved, for some reason, Kentucky Fried Chicken. So every time we had a family reunion, somebody always brought Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Back in the day when we had family reunions, we always had one person that brought a bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah, and I always questioned that, but I learned that it
was... Were we at the same family reunion?
I hope not. I don't think so. But it was because of my great-grandma, which was weird because she was a very good cook, and she always canned... Matter of fact, my like of apple butter came from her. Because every year we would get canned apple butter from her, because she would can all her stuff. But she didn't like homemade food. She'd rather have KFC. Figure that out. All right. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Hey, Scott. You've got a good signal all the way to Strasburg, Ohio.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I know who this is.
You do.
I do. I remember your voice. How you been, Francis?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Doing good. So you're listening tonight?
I am listening tonight. We are cracking up listening to you guys.
See, isn't this the best type of entertainment you could have on a Friday night?
Oh, I'm telling you. We got the Olympics on, muted, and we got the Scott Spears on, and we're just...
This is just a great night.
You know, I forgot the Olympics started tonight. How's that going?
It's good.
You know,
it's just the opening ceremony, so they're still just filing in.
Now, what kind of weather did you have down your way?
We had ice, a lot of ice, about 2.5 inches of ice, and then 6-7 inches of snow on top of it.
Well, it was a mess here too. Did you get shoveled out okay?
We did. We have somebody that does it for us, but we're not leaving the house, so it doesn't matter.
Now, do you miss being here in Marion?
Yeah, sometimes I do. I miss, what I really miss is I was thinking about those new birds that they have on the streets down there.
The Cardinals.
Oh, the Cardinals, yes.
Yes. I'm a bird lover, and I'm Cardinals especially, and I often think I got to get up there and walk through there because everybody just raves about them.
Now, you know what? It's interesting. I was just thinking about this. Now, Francis made me something. What was that homemade dish you made me that one time?
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember.
Oh, geez. It slipped my mind, too. But I remember Francis made me something homemade one time, and it was very, very good. I remember it was a delicious thing. And I think I still have the dish. I think I stole your dish, Francis.
Uh-oh.
I know.
You know what this thing is? When you have someone's dish, you have to fill it with something and give it away.
You know, wasn't there something at the beginning of this pandemic where people were bringing wine to people for a certain reason?
Yes. That's when I still was in Marion. I was doing, yes.
Yeah, what was that all about?
Well, you just, you put certain people in your group, and then you had like 5 people that you had to... You were supposed to give them a bottle of wine, but it turned out to be a big to-do, and people were making baskets up and putting all kinds of fancy little notepads and bottles of wine and wine glasses and little doodads, and it was so nice.
Yeah, it was very...
You didn't even know the people.
No, it was very popular. Now, I can't get anybody to shovel my drive. Nobody dropped any wine off on my door. I must really be outcast.
Are you still at the K?
Oh, yes. Periodically, I wander in there. It's still the fun place it always was.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Wonderful.
You know, it's on the tip of my tongue, which it was like cabbage soup.
Oh, was it stuffed pepper soup?
Stuffed pepper soup. That was it.
Yep.
That was delicious, you know, because yes. I love a good stuffed pepper, but this stuffed pepper soup was delicious.
Yes.
Well.
Yep.
Yeah, go ahead.
I just made some not too long ago.
Now, what was the key to that? Now, how was it different from just making a stuffed pepper?
Well, you just cut your peppers up and you... make it in a soup form, and you put your tomatoes in. I usually have home canned tomatoes, and you cook your rice, and you put your hamburger in it. Just everything that you would put in a stuffed pepper, you put in that soup and make a broth. You use beef broth in it, and... It's like a stuffed pepper in a soup form.
It was very good. I am so glad that you're listening, Francis. You call in anytime.
All right.
Thank you, Francis. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Francis, good lady. Come to think of it, somebody did make me something homemade at one point. Stuffed pepper soup. Very, very good. And we're coming in good south of here.
Probably like on TuneIn or on the web.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm telling you, this TuneIn app is the way to go if you can't listen on the radio.
I listened on the TuneIn. I listened all morning on the TuneIn. I don't think I have a radio in my house.
If our antenna ever falls over, we've got the TuneIn app. Phone lines are open 46 minutes past the hour here, 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. About 14 minutes left in the program, 12 degrees here in Marion. See where the best entertainment on a Friday night. I forgot the Olympics started tonight.
I like to watch a opening ceremony. I mean, I know it always lasts a long time, but I like to see the United States walk in.
I like to watch them in the middle of the night.
In the middle of the
night? Yeah, like you wake up in the middle of the night and the Olympics is on, because they're on 24 hours a day.
Oh.
Because they're usually in a different country, and they're bobsledding in the middle of the night.
You know what I watch in the middle of the night?
What's that?
My eyelids.
Well, no, I mean, you've never woken up in the middle of the night and couldn't go back to sleep?
I don't turn the TV on.
Oh, I always have the television on.
Nope, it's not on.
What did I have on the other night? I'll tell you who's on in the middle of the night all the time is that dump cake woman.
Dump cake?
Oh, that infomercial for old dump cake woman.
What is that?
That lady who makes the dump cakes.
Oh, I have no idea.
Have you ever heard of the dump cake?
No.
You dump all your ingredients in like a bowl or something. She sells some kind of... I don't even know what it is. I've never really watched the thing all the way through because it's in the middle of the
night. Maybe it puts you to sleep. Maybe it puts you back to sleep.
No, this woman, she's obnoxious. She just throws all her ingredients. Like, let's say you're making a pie, and she just throws her crust and her filling and all that in this dump cake machine, and it bakes it all, and then it comes out, it's just a mess. But it's called a dump cake.
Oh, well, that sounds like a dump. That does not sound good at all.
No, she's sold 50 bazillion of these things. Maybe the government shut her down. Has anybody seen the dump cake woman? D-U-M-P, dump cake? That's on in the middle of the night. Like that food dehydrator thing.
That's probably why it's on in the middle of the night, because it's a dump.
Well, she's selling them.
You really think?
I've watched the thing. She comes on and says, listen, I've sold 50 million of these dump cake
and there's
machines.
Only two left. You better call now.
Right, and I'll get, well, half off sure. If you call now.
I'm sure.
And we'll give you a can opener. The dump cake can opener. Oh, that woman, you got to watch her. She's on about 4:30 in the morning.
Oh,
she's
yeah, I'm
fascinating.
So asleep.
Nobody out there has seen the dump cake woman or made a dump cake?
No.
Give me a buzz. I know somebody's made a dump cake. 740-751-4038. Somebody has bound to have made a dump cake who's listening to this show now, because I know this woman has sold a gazillion of these things. That's what she tells me at 4:30 in the morning.
I think she's lying.
Well, tune it up. Before Larry King died, his prostagenics thing used to be on.
Prostagenics.
Prostagenics, and then you got dump cake.
Yeah, well, I'm sure more people probably bought his Larry King's prostagenics.
That's just what you want to see in the middle of the
dump
night.
Cake.
I mean, poor Larry King. That's what his career was reduced to, selling something for your prostate at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Well,
and I take prostagenics. Well, good for you, Larry. See, that's when about 10 minutes before that, my career would be over. That's where I'd have to draw the line. Oh, you want me to sell prostagenics? No, I think it's time to call it a day.
Well, hey, if you're making money for it, I'd do it if I got money for it.
Is that still on? In, like, perpetuity?
Oh, I doubt it. You probably find it on YouTube.
Anyway, prostagenics, Larry King. Or the dump cake woman. 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. I know we've got people out there now who are just lying, because I know somebody has seen Dump Cake Woman or Larry King selling his prostagenics. 740-751-4038, 51 minutes past the hour, 12 degrees here in Marion.
I think you need to put that phone number, like, on your computer. Right here.
I might
that
have
way
to.
You can just look up and know where you're at.
But those are the things you find at 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock,
Now, a dump cake is
there you go.
It's a dessert, like a cobbler.
Yeah, search dump cake woman. You'll get her. She's got red hair. She's kind of a heavy woman.
Pioneer woman?
Well, I don't know if she's a pioneer.
Oh.
Dump cake woman is what I would call her.
Bree Drummond? Food Network?
Can we see a picture of her? I'll tell you, I'd know her if I saw her. Oh, no, that's not her.
No?
No, no. Search dump cake infomercial. That's the woman. I don't know what her name is, but boy, 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, you can find her.
So
she's on all the channels.
What winter sport do you like to watch? On the Olympics.
Well, I think the ice skating is fun to watch.
Yeah. I like the toboggan. I don't like to watch skiing because I had a skiing accident when I was 16. So that terrifies me to see those people go so fast. Ugh. So I like to watch the bobsled. I mean, they go awful fast too, but it's kind of scary. But
I can't believe nobody else has been up at 2 o'clock and seen the dump cake woman. Or nobody has ordered a dump cake.
No.
I thought these were popular things. All right, we've only got 8 minutes left if you've been thinking about... There she is. There she is.
The Buydumpcakes.com.
Buy dump cakes. Now, what's her name?
I don't know her name.
Well, there she is. Look how happy she looks.
Djibouti Jubs.
No, that's not her name. No,
that's
she.
What that says.
No, but I think that's her infomercial. She's got something else. She's got a name.
Kathy Mitchell.
Yeah, Kathy Mitchell. Kathy Mitchell and her dump cakes. Tune it in at 4 o'clock in the morning.
She has a cookbook. Do you want me to get you that for your birthday?
No, I see. I don't even. That woman, she's just on at 4 o'clock in the morning. You just watch her, and then you fall back asleep. And she's tossing, like, cherries and flour and all this garbage in this dump cake.
I thought you were talking about, like, regular food, not dessert.
Oh, no, it's a dessert.
Oh.
And she's
I'm thinking, like, yuck, like a hamburger and bun and then you bake it.
No, cake.
I didn't know you were talking about cake.
C-A-K-E, dump cake.
Yeah, I thought it was just, like, where she was dumping, like, a meal.
No, a cake. That's why it's called dump cake.
Well, I know, but you could turn a meal into a cake. That's what I thought you were talking about.
You could turn a meal into a cake.
Yeah. I thought you were talking, she was, like, dumping just everything from a meal into a pan and then baking it and then...
No, it's a cake. It's like a birthday cake, but she calls them dump cakes.
Oh, well, they're probably good.
Well, I don't think so. Not from what I've seen at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Huh. I don't know. Never heard of her.
All right, we're in the home stretch here. 54 coming up on 55 minutes past the hour. Give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038.
So she just dumps, like, apples and then flour.
Flour.
And then everything, she just dumps it all on top. It's just in a regular baking pan.
I think she's just lazy.
And doesn't measure anything?
Well, it comes out just like a pile of goo. Why can't she bake a cake like everybody else? Oh, there's
dump cake reviews. Report and reviews. Is it junk?
The FBI's probably after her.
Hmm. Well, I don't know. I never heard of it.
If not, they should be. The old dump cake woman.
I wonder what... Oh, zero reviews.
Well, it's because she's on at 4 o'clock in the morning. I don't think anybody
has bought her dump cake pan.
There ought to be a whole show on dump cake. Maybe I can get her on the show.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Maybe you could.
Bring her to the morning audience so she's not always on at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
But that's what's on in the middle of the... Sometimes old movies are on in the middle of the night. You get interested in those.
Well, but I want to sleep in the middle of the night. I don't want to watch TV.
Well, I think we all want to sleep, but you wake up and you can't go back to sleep.
Well, so that's why you do what I do. I turn myself around in my bed... I put my head where my feet go. I just turn myself completely around, and then I fall back asleep.
I don't want to smell my feet.
Well, sometimes you have to.
No, I think you just lay in bed and watch the dump cake woman.
No, that stimulates your brain.
Smelling your feet stimulates your brain?
No. Watching TV or looking at your phone, you're not supposed to do any of that. And like, if I wake up...
Who says that?
If any type of light that you're looking at, That's going to make you more awake. Yeah, it is.
No, that's why. Why do you think Dump Cake Woman's on at 4 o'clock in the morning? Or Larry King and Prostalogenics?
Well, for people who use that think that you have to turn the TV on to go back to sleep.
Well,
your TV's probably already on.
I believe everything should be on in the middle of the night. That way there are no distractions.
You're already distracted.
No, you can't hear anything. Like wind blowing or rain. You have the television on or the radio on. You know, you have something going.
Oh. Well, I don't have anything on when I sleep.
Last chance to call in here, 57 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038.
But I sleep with my dogs, and they do wake me up sometimes.
Well, see,
the
that's
night.
The biggest distraction right there is having an animal in the bed.
Yeah, well, I have two.
Right. So how can a television be
and
a distraction?
And they will wake me up sometimes if they're licking their foot or something, they'll wake me up. Or my one dog puppy, she's tiny, so if I turn over, she turns over. So she flips back into my belly. So she climbs back over me to get back into my belly. Yeah.
And you think television's a distraction?
Well, yeah, but these are my dogs.
Yeah, but that's the Dump Cake Woman.
Well, I don't know her.
Well, I don't know her personally, but I hear she sells a lot of stuff.
Well, I don't think that's true.
You think the Dump Cake Woman's a liar?
Yeah, I just seen there was no reviews.
Well,
the site I just checked had
no
reviews.
I bet you people have made dump cakes. Do you think Larry King sold those Prostagenics?
Yes.
Why?
Well, because it has to do with a man.
Well, men will buy things where a woman will not?
Yeah.
We're in the final minute here. What have we learned tonight? We thank everybody who called in, by the way. It was a lot of fun. Always appreciate the calls. Hope you can hear us loud and clear wherever you are.
I'm tired.
This wore you out?
Yeah, I'm exhausted.
Well, it would be nice tomorrow to wake up and not have to worry about snowfall or shoveling anything or being able to get out of the garage or the driveway. Everything will be done. I was worried this morning about getting on the air.
Yeah, I was tired, like, looking out my window, seeing all the snow that had piled up in front of my car.
Well, we're down to the final 15 seconds. Hope everybody has a great night. I'll be back on Monday morning. Stay tuned to this station. Say goodnight.
Good night.
For Angie, this is Scott Spears and all of us at WWGH Radio heading for the dugout.
You're listening to